This is DOE SBIR Talk.
All agencies that have a Small Business Innovation Research or a Small Business Technology Transfer Program require that applicants register with the System for Award Management, also known as SAM. In fact, SAM registration is a requirement for any contractor that works with the federal government. Simply put, if you are not registered with SAM, you cannot get paid. Because SAM is a required registration for so many companies, there are numerous vendors which charge a fee to help small businesses register with SAM. However, free assistance is available from the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers, also known as PTACs. These organizations are funded by the Department of Defense and exist in every state. It's easy to find the PTAC closest to you by navigating to the website for the Association of Procurement Technical Assistance Centers. Prominently displayed on their website is the statement, Free Help with SAM Registration. Select the state in which you reside from the handy map and find the PTAC closest to you to receive free registration assistance with SAM. There have been many changes with SAM.gov. One change that affects both new and previous SAM registrants is the need to secure a Unique Entity Identifier, or UEI. This is created during the SAM.gov registration process for new registrants. Registrants can also call the Federal Service Desk, or FSD, if they are having trouble securing their unique identifier. That phone number for the FSD is listed in the PDF version of this tutorial. The Federal Service Desk is staffed Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. EST. Personnel at this site support multiple government systems, so you will need to identify that you need assistance with SAM.gov. It is suggested that the person in your company who requests the unique entity ID and completes the SAM registration is the business official. The reason for this recommendation is that the registrant will need to provide detailed and accurate information about the structure of the company, including the number of employees, information about the bank with which you do business, and other information that most employees would not know. Before starting this registration process, the business official should have the following information handy. First, the company's employer identification number, or EIN, or tax identification number, TIN. Two, the automated clearinghouse number, or ACH, from the bank where the company has its business accounts. And third, the North American Industry Classification System, or NAICS codes, or Standard Industrial Classification, or SIC codes, used to describe the industry in which your company operates. By the way, a company can have multiple NAICS codes, and these are self-selected. For some grants and contracts, specific NAICS codes are listed as an eligibility requirement. Now, the SAM registration process can take up to 6 weeks as the system checks to verify the data entered during the registration process. If there are inconsistencies of any kind with the address, with the official company name and the like, the process will again be stalled until any inconsistencies are addressed. As part of this process, you will create a marketing partner identification number, referred to as an MPIN, which you will need to use in the future, so keep that information handy. As you come close to completing the SAM registration process, you will be sent a CAGE code via email. The acronym CAGE stands for Commercial and Government Entity. This is a 5-digit unique identifier provided by the Defense Logistics Agency, also referred to as DLA, and it identifies companies doing business with the federal government. As part of the SAM registration process, you will be assigned this CAGE code, and it will be sent to you by the Defense Logistics Agency. Often, this code may end up in your email trash. If you don't see the email from DLA, and use it to complete the SAM registration process within a limited number of days, the registration process will again be stalled. Due to the nature of the SAM registration process, it is highly recommended that SBIR STTR applicants allow up to 6 weeks to complete this registration process. Now, you can always check the status of your registration on the SAM.gov website. And indeed, applicants are encouraged to check this often during the SAM registration process so that you can be certain that this registration is in order before it is time to submit your SBIR or STTR application to a federal agency. The worst thing in the world is to discover at the last minute that your SAM registration is incomplete. Without a completed and active SAM registration, you cannot submit your SBIR or STTR application to the government. Now, for this reason, service providers often insist that you complete your SAM registration early in order to avoid this happening. Now, be aware that SAM registration needs to be updated annually. So even if you have registered with SAM previously, always check to assure that your registration is active and current. Otherwise, you too will be ineligible to apply for other awards and/or receive payment from the government. Be aware that the SAM registration process has been going through a major overhaul during the past couple of years, and that the SAM.gov website and protocols are dynamic in order to assure that the information contractors provide is safeguarded. Make sure that you focus on registering with SAM.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.